It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Tanya Jones. She is with the Carbon School District, all about the school lunch program. School starts in the Carbon District. Well, it starts in the Emery County District as well on the 16th of August, which really is not that far away. And we always like to get Tanya in to talk about, you know, like the free and reduced lunch programs. And guess what? If you're looking for work, they're hiring. A new program that's coming up with the fresh fruit and vegetables, a new program at the high school, and then a way that you can go in and kind of combine all of your kids, of course, because some people have more than one child in the district. You can combine all your students and pay for their lunch and move money around and all those things. We're going to talk about all of that with Tanya this morning. Tanya, how are you today?
I am great today. Super excited to be here.
Well, it won't be. We were just discussing the fact that it won't be long. And we'll be back at it.
Yes, it's short time, and I'm not ready.
That's okay. You got a couple of weeks to get ready, at least.
Yes.
So let's start off with the one thing that, you know, we always like to talk about, and that's the free and reduced lunch program, because there are so many different aspects to the free and reduced lunch program, and a lot of people look at it and like, well, I'm not going to qualify, but you should still fill that all out. So let's talk about all of this kind of stuff. Then we're going to start right there. Free and reduced lunch.
Okay. Free and reduced lunch is so important that everybody fills it out, because those benefits, that actually brings in, we can get aid skin, we can get federal grants and different things for the community as well as for the schools. And it's so important that those applications are filled out. We've actually got two schools that will be going on CEP because of the high percentages of applications filled out. So those, we have two schools that will actually be on free lunch for the whole school year and free breakfast because of the applications filled out, because the percentage was high enough for them to get there.
And the thing that we always like to talk about when it comes to free and reduced lunches, and we mentioned it just a moment ago, even if you think you will not qualify, it is so important to fill it out anyway, because as you said, it's money for the district.
It is. It is money for the district. And also, and I know that the federal government has raised the income prices so that we're able to, there's more people that should be able to qualify. So just fill out the application and try. It doesn't hurt to try. Even if you can get on reduced, 40 cents a meal is a lot better than 210 or 235.
And the great thing about it is you can do it from your home.
Yes.
You can go right online and fill all that out. And we'll talk about where they can find that here towards the end when we talk about Link Connect and get into that. So there's that. And as with everywhere else, it seems like the Carbon School District Lunch Program is hiring.
Yes, we are. We are hiring. And because we've added the Fresh Fruits and Vegetable Program, we actually need another person in each of the elementary kitchens to help prepare those fruits and vegetables. So we are still looking for people to be hired, and we're grateful that anybody that has, or that they want to work when their kids are in school and then be home before their kids get home. This is a great program to do that.
And they can go on to the school district website and follow all the links there, and it's all right
and
there.
And it's all online, so you don't have to do anything. You can upload your resume right on there. It's just perfect.
Very simple and easy. Mm-hmm. And you just mentioned it as well, the Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Program. Now, this is rolling out in just the elementaries, is that correct?
This is just the elementaries. And what this program is it is for to teach the kids to try new things and then educate them about fruits and vegetables. And so what we do is we bring in, twice a week, we bring in a different fruit or vegetable, and all the kids in the whole school get to try it. And so we get lots of different things, like we've had jicama, we've had dragon fruit, we've had star fruit, we've had just any different variety of apples. We've had purple carrots. We've had purple potatoes. There's just, you can try so many different things that we didn't even know existed out there.
And once again, when we talked about this before, this isn't part of the lunch program. This will be in the classroom that the kids can get to try all these different
things. Yes, the kids get to try them, all of them. We don't have any limitations on who gets to try it. They just need to be willing to try it. So we encourage parents to ask the your students in the elementaries, ask them about it. What fruits and vegetables did you get this week?
What strange things have you tried this week?
Yes, and it's really fun. The kids really look forward to seeing what they can get.
I could see, especially like a purple carrot or a purple potato, something like that might kind of pique their interest a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, and you were telling me that ever since they've done the remodel at the high school, they haven't put the vending machines back in.
No.
So you're going to try an a la carte program at just the high school.
We're going to try the a la carte program at just the high school this year and then maybe move it to some of the other middle schools later. But we want to try it and see how we're going to do. We're going to offer all different kinds of drinks. We'll be bringing in the naked drinks that are like the berry juice, mango juice, green machine. Any of those, we'll be bringing them in, Propels, and we'll have chips, jerky, whatever we can get a hold of that will fit the SMART compliance that go in our schools so that the kids, students are still getting healthy snacks through that. So I'm pretty excited about it.
And I guess the one question that I would have as a student, is this something I can only get at lunchtime?
No. We will have it out and ready before breakfast. We'll have it in between classes. They just have to hurry.
Right.
Yeah. So
but it'll be available all day during class.
Yep. Up until after lunch, and then we will shut it down after lunch. So they can come in and get whatever they need.
All right. So that's coming to the high school. And then coming district wide, you were saying this is Link Connect. So give us a little background on Link Connect.
Okay. So Link Connect is the same thing as Family Titan Portal. They just changed the name, but you can still get in there. All you got to do is use your exact same login, exact same password, and then it'll pull the same screens as you've seen in the past. But the good thing with the Link Connect is you can do your meal application right there. Your free reduced meal application is on there. You can do your fee waiver on there. You can transfer for money from student to student. You can put money on the students' accounts. You can limit the money of students being spent on that account. So if you've got a student that is eating lunch and then going to the a la carte and getting lots of things off that, you can actually put a limit on that so that they can't do, you know, they have a limit of what you want them to spend. And it's just great because everything is right there, you know. So if you have questions on any of your lunch, whether they're eating or not, you can look right on there and you can see whether they are eating, you know. So if you have questions or concerns of your child that way, you can look on that. So it's all on one app or one place.
And that is also on the district website as well?
Yes.
Just follow the links
and you
can find it.
Yes. One other thing good is we are getting new wraps around our box truck. And it will also have a QR code that you can scan. And that will take you to the website for free and reduced meals. So if you see that, feel free to scan that. And that will take you right to the Link Connect. So it's pretty fun. So
it sounds a lot easier. Sounds like you're streamlining a lot of things there with that Link Connect. So once again, and if you have any questions about any of these things, hop on the website. Tanya's on there. You can either email her, you can, you know, give her a call, find out everything, and get ready for another great school year. Tanya, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.